other people are playing, I can't
set
quite
the
as well,
limits
so.
On the fretboard. Okay, that's the highest I go.
Alright, let's try one, two, one, two, three.
Brushes are fine on this song, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah. This is one you can alternate between kind of a two feel for maybe the beginning of the solos in the head and a four feel later once you get into it a little bit more. How would you describe two feel on drums? I just think maybe ding, ding, ding.
Oh, that's pop.
Oh,
or ska or something.
No, it's more a ding, 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 ding. Not necessarily playing every quarter note.
Yeah, there's less hits.
Like that?
Well, that's more a half time. You're still keeping the hi-hat where it is.
Yeah.
Right. Ding, 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 ding. Right. More like that. You have to listen a little bit more, but that's... Just think about ways of reducing the groove. No, you're good. Think about ways of reducing the groove and then building it back up.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So just not necessarily feeling the whole thing in halftime, though. That's an option, too.
Okay. So
that's
more
curveball,
though, right?
But
that kinda keeps...
I just listened to two variations of Bill Evans doing it.
Which
was both really good and depressing at the same time. But
right.
But they were really open on the melodies. It was like the bass was... Other than a couple specific hits, the bass was on once per measure on the melody, and it sounded nice because the first thing that happened after he played the head was the bass solo.
Right. We could do that that too.
No, it's actually. Okay. I also did the Scott LaFaro. Like, oh my god.
Scott LaFaro was amazing.
But so they, and the drum didn't drive for a long time. It didn't drive for a long time.
Right.
Especially because the bass solo came first.
Mm-hmm.
And the drums were really laid back.
Yeah, it certainly can be. I mean, in order for that to work, everybody's sense of time has to be really right there.
Like, do I just do stuff on the snare instead of, you need to have...
A picture is worth a thousand words here. I don't want to try to tell you, we'll do this with this. So, I mean, overall, it's less quarter notes and more gestures. But just think about, for right now especially, keep the hi-hat going where it is, because that's going to help everybody feel where they are. But
yeah.
Think about changing up the ride pattern in ways that are a little bit less every beat and more every measure.
Okay.
At least for the first chorus of solos, you can, you know.
I mean, even if you do 1, 2, 3, 4. One, don't hit on the 2. 1, 2, 3, 4. Because the high and the high.
That's true.
That's
try that once. Actually, that's a good idea.
Okay, like that.
I always had a hard time understanding exactly what they mean by.
Right. I know.
What do you feel on the drums, really?
Okay, I'll try some stuff.
It's mostly about leaving stuff out, not adding stuff.
Make sure that's clear.
Yeah, make sure that's clear. Okay. That's
otherwise, we're all going to sink. We're going down.
That.
Yeah. And then, okay, while he's doing that, try taking the solo and, again, just choosing a three-note idea that you're going to move as little as possible. Because with this, if you're thinking about every chord, every scale, it's like a giant game of whack-a-mole.